Hi, and welcome to New Every Day. My name's Jen.
And I'm Jane.
Hi, and welcome to New Every Day. My name's Jen.
And I'm Jane.
And today we're into part two of our series on signs. So stay tuned. We will be right back.
This is New Every Day with Jen Wagger and Carrie Webb.
And welcome back to New Every Day. We're so glad that you've tuned in and joined us here on our road trip through Midwest America. We are currently on Highway 44, somewhere between Tulsa, Oklahoma, and Springfield, Missouri. And we are talking about signs. And so last week we talked about the fact that God loves us, has plans and purposes for us, and speaks to us through signs. But we need to be aware of how he speaks to us. And so we talked about the Word of God, we talked about prayer, we talked about people, we talked about circumstances, we talked about dreams. Well, on today's show, we actually want to talk about signs again. And sometimes we can think a sign is leading in the right direction, but when we get there, that's not where we expect it to be. And so to be mindful of, well, how do we actually discern that the sign is correct? So, because the reason we bring this up is so often we could be like, well, God spoke to me in this sign, and God spoke to me in this sign. And even Gideon, right? When God called the judge Gideon to lead his nation of Israel to stand up against the Midianites, he was like, well, prove it to me. If, you know, if the lamb's wool is dry, but everything around it is wet, I'll know it's you. And it happened. And he's like, that's good, God, but can you do it again? Only flip it this time. So everywhere else around, the lamb's wool is going to be wet, but the lamb's wool itself will be dry. And then God did it. Is a sign from the Lord that he sought confirmation on. I want to be really sure that this is what you want me to do. Sometimes, though, people will think that they have had a word from the Lord, and they go ahead and they walk in it, but it hasn't necessarily been confirmed. And that's where we ended off the last show, was on the importance of confirmation, the importance of having two or three witnesses, which is so important. But what happens, like, so how do you discern? How do you discern if that's really God speaking to you? So that's where we want to pick this up, because we want you to follow the signs that God has for you. But not every sign is a sign from the Lord.
Right.
So.
And not every sign should be taken at face value, because not all signs are what they seem. And so, an example of that was, for us this week, very clearly, was an individual at the hockey game that we went to. We went to
Minnesota Wild
against Vancouver Canucks. And so in Minnesota, there were so many people wearing the jerseys and wearing, you know, the colors and all of that. And so here we are, probably the only two, maybe there were two others, you know, actually rooting for the Canucks, but that was fine. But we made this assumption that all these people who were there wearing the colors, the jerseys, the scarves, the toques, you know, were diehard fans that A, knew the game and knew the players and knew what was happening. And so a very specific example of that was their goalie. And when their goalie was first announced, it sounded like everyone was booing him. It sounded like boo. And then every time he made a play, it sounded again like they were booing him. It was boo, boo. That's what it sounded like. And I finally turned to this person next to me who was wearing a jersey. And I said, why do they keep booing the goalie.
Yeah.
Why aren't they building him up and encouraging him? And she said, oh, they're having a really hard time with their goalkeeping. And so they're just being hard on him. And I'm like, wow, this is a tough crowd.
And like, because every time he touched the puck, it was like, ooh, ooh. And we're like, and Jane is getting intense. She's like, what is wrong with these people? They should be encouraging her. And I'm sitting there going, I agree. Like, it was very disheartening. And we're like on the Vancouver Canucks side thinking, wow, this is so disheartening for this goaltender. And so we're having this conversation back and forth about, well, this really isn't that affirming, and how can they build up his confidence? And I overhear two girls sitting beside me on the other side saying, well, his last name, and I can't even remember the whole thing, but his last name is starts with, like, Doobie.
Like, kind of like Doobie.
Like, Doob something.
Doob.
And so they called him. So whenever he touched the play or actually made a good play,
right,
they would be like, Doob.
Which sounds like boo. Only it's Doob.
And all of a sudden, I'm like, check the roster.
Yep.
Checked the roster. There was his name. We'll let Robbie put up his real name there at the bottom of the screen. Thank you, Robbie. But literally, so they just took the first three letters of his name and actually called it out as an encouragement.
Right.
And we're sitting there going, oh, this makes so much sense. But we sat there going, this woman had the garb. Like,
right.
She had on the jersey. It sounded like what she was saying was, you know, sounded right. And yet it didn't sit right in our spirit. It sounded like, really? And so that thing in our spirit, we want to say, is something that the Lord puts there to bring discernment to things. And just because one person can say, well, this is what it is, does not, and even though they're wearing the full gear, that's not true. In our spirit, we're like, wow, that's not very kind or encouraging. And as soon as, you know, I hear these other two girls talking about it, and we check it out, and it was like the confirmation, right? Confirmation. We're like, okay, then that's the truth then. And so we're sitting here going, wow, we were totally taken off guard by what we perceived as someone who would know what the right thing to do was or what the right answer was, but it wasn't.
Right.
And so as we take this commercial break, we want you to think about, when was a time that you listened to someone or believed someone because you thought they had the right information, but it turned out they really didn't. And so we'll be back right after these messages.
Whether you shop on ThinkGeek, GearBest, B&H Photo Video, eBay, or Amazon, or even if you want a free trial of Audible, you'll find the best deals and support the shows we produce by simply visiting the shopping sites you already frequent by using the links on our website. Visit category5.tv/partners for the full and ever-growing list and help us create more free content like this show. Thank you for shopping with our partners, and thank you for watching.
Hi, and welcome back to New Every Day. We're so glad that you have tuned in and you're sharing this time with us. If you're interested in helping to support us do the show every week, we encourage you to go to our website, neweveryday.tv, check out our partners page, and get involved. There's a weekly sponsorship that you can get involved with called Patreon. So every time we do a show, you can put some money towards that will be taken off your credit card. Or there's a variety of businesses that if you have to make a purchase, then you can go to any of those businesses, and the money that you spend there, we will get a portion of that to help make the show happen. So, and also pray for us. Pray for Carrie and myself and our special guests, as well as Robbie and the team at Category 5, praying that God would continue to open up doors for us to teach people and to speak about how much God loves them and his plans and purposes for their life. So here we are talking about signs, discerning signs, and how do we know that it, you know, it's really God's voice, or how to be careful not to make assumptions that's really what God is saying. And another, as we shared before we went to a break, about the hockey game and needing to know some information, and we thought we were going to the right person to get the information, mm-hmm. but we weren't. And has that ever happened to you where you feel that you went to the right person, mm-hmm. but it turns out that it was not very good information to begin with? And sometimes that can be even like going, I remember going to a guidance leader or having a guidance leader speak to me when I was in school, and they said, oh, Jen, like, you need to become a doctor. And because, you know, you have good grades and I think you do a really good job at this. And I'm thinking, doctor? And yet they were a guidance counselor, so you would think they would, you know, have an idea of what I should be doing. And at that point, I'm just like, I don't think that's what I'm called to. And obviously, I'm now a pastor. I teach people about Jesus and how much he loves them and that he has plans and purposes for their life. But that's an example in my life where I could have listened to that guidance counselor and have become a doctor, but I would not have been fulfilling the purpose that I know God has for me. And so what's interesting about this whole idea of I want to say, how do we want to say it, where the lady was wearing the jersey.
Yeah, there's just sometimes signs are, or what you perceive as a sign is just not, what you see at face value is not really indicative of what's going on beneath the surface. And so we were talking about that verse in Samuel. No, yeah, Samuel, where Samuel is told by God to go and anoint the next king because mm-hmm. God has rejected Saul. And so he's told to go to Jesse and is going through, you know, all, and in his mind, he's saying, oh, look at this one. And, you know, he's tall and he's handsome and he's broad-shouldered, and God, and each time God says, no, no, no.
Yes.
And Samuel's like, well, what's going on? And God says, well, man looks at the outside, but God sees the heart. And so mm-hmm. we thought about that, you know, with this person at the hockey game. Right, was what we saw with our earthly eyes was the jersey, but what was really going on inside was mm-hmm. someone was just wearing the jersey but didn't know a thing about the team. And so we thought about, you know, how as Christians we can say we are a Christian, we can go to church, we can, so we have the right words that we speak, but that doesn't necessarily mean we are a Jesus follower.
Mm-hmm. And we have had conversations with people mm-hmm. where, we go to church, we sing songs about Jesus, and we serve, and then we're like, oh, great, they're a Jesus follower, right? Mm-hmm. And then you start having theological conversations about sexuality or worship or mm-hmm. Bible reading and all of these things, and responses that you think should come from them as far as being a Jesus follower mm-hmm. are more like, oh really, that's what that means, or oh really, that's what that means. And when you say, well, the Word of God says, well, tell me what the Word of God says, and all of a sudden you sort of step back and you realize you aren't necessarily dealing with a mature believer of Christ. Mm-hmm. You're dealing with someone who could very well be a very immature Christian. Mm-hmm. So they know Jesus. They've tasted the goodness of God, but they actually haven't dove in deep and allowed the Word of God and prayer and fellowship to actually change who they are. To I want to say, reorder the priorities of their life. And it's always like, because sometimes you just want to jump into those conversations with people, and you go, oh, like they're at a totally different place than I am, and that's not a bad place, but all of a sudden, we can't make assumptions that just because people say they're a Christian, mm-hmm. that they are being trained up in the ways of the Lord. Mm-hmm. And brings me to a story about King Rehoboam, who was the son of King Solomon. And when King Solomon died, King Rehoboam was greeted by the leaders of the people, who said, would you please basically take it easy on us. We have worked really hard for your dad, and if you take it easier on us, we'll work really hard for you as well. Mm-hmm. And so King Rehoboam went to the elders and said, what should I do about this? And they said, take it easy on them. Take it easy on them, and they will serve you with all of their heart. Mm-hmm. And he actually didn't like that response, and he went to his peers and said, this is what the people are saying. What do you say? And they're, oh, no, like, you need to stand up and say, this is who I am, and, you know, my little finger is bigger than my dad's leg, saying I'm much more of a man than my dad was. Mm-hmm. And so he actually took the advice of his peers rather than taking the advice of the elders who had life experience. And as a result, the kingdom was torn away from him. Mm-hmm. And so when we talk about signs and listening to the Lord, it's really important who you listen to. Like in the case of the woman with the jersey, she had wrong information. Mm-hmm. And in the case of conversations with people who are new believers, they don't have the depth of experience to say, well, this is how God actually works. Or when you read this, well, then you need to actually see, well, what does the whole story of the Bible say? Or in my experience, I have seen this happen. Mm-hmm. But that only comes with experience with God. And experience with God isn't necessarily an age thing. Experience with God is a relationship thing. Like you can have a person who has known Jesus for like 2 or 3 years, but has such a depth of experience with him because they've fully committed, fully surrendered, versus someone who has just gone to church all their life, doesn't have the experience mm-hmm. with God. And so we want you to think about, who is it that you're listening to when you're seeking out the things of the Lord? Like when we said, because maybe you're reading something and you're wondering, is this what God is saying to me? Well, then who do you go to? Like, it's, yes, you can talk to your peers, but are they actively reading the Word of God? Because if they aren't actively reading the Word of God either, then what are they speaking? Like, where's their wisdom coming from? Or if you've had a dream and you're wanting some help in interpreting, wondering, you know, is this from the Word? Is this God is saying to me? Well, then you need to go to someone who actually believes that God speaks through dreams. Because some people would just say, well, God never speaks through dreams. And so part of you know, discipleship and growing in Christ is actually pulling people into your life, being aware of people that you can go to for conversation about the things of God and what God is calling you to. And so, because we are not designed to rely totally on ourselves for that information. Like even this morning, you know, I had a conversation with Jane. We had gone shopping yesterday and I had bought an outfit. But it wouldn't let, like, I just had this sort of squeezing in my spirit, like I needed to take it back. Like, and the Lord didn't give me a reason per se. He just, I feel like I need to take it back. And because I know that Jane listens to the Spirit. Two, she's actively reading the Word of God. B, she's a good friend and wants what's best for me and is actively seeking the Lord. When I said this to her, there was not a, or a thing of judgment. It was just like, yeah, if that's what you need to do. Like, it was very much like, okay, like it was a confirmation of what the Spirit was saying to me, versus going to someone who isn't in the Word or isn't seeking the Lord. And so that's why it's so important to have people in your life that can help you sort of wrestle out some of these things that we feel that the Lord is saying to us. So on that note, we need to fix our camera a little bit. So we're going to pray with you and then we're going to sign off for this week. So dear Lord Jesus, thank you so much that you are the God who speaks. And you put people in our lives to help us discern what you were saying. And so, Father, we ask that you would help us turn to the right people so we hear your voice clearly and know what you would have us to do. So, Father, help us to listen well this week to the people you put in our life to speak your truth. And, Lord, help us to listen. We pray this in your name. So thank you so much for joining us today. Go on back next week. We're going to finish up part 3 of Signs. Mm-hmm. So until then, have a great week. Bye-bye.